Good evening, my friends. This is the first annual Carol of Festival of Carols. I almost said Carol of Festivals. Festival of Carols, and I'm glad to see you all here tonight. Here are the student orchestra and the student choirs from Oral Roberts University, and we're glad to have you here tonight. Here we go. I want to hear you sing tonight. Let's sing Joy to the World, shall we? Start. This is probably the first time you'll have sung Joy to the World at this whole Christmas season. And I believe all four verses are on your... find it on page two. Can you see your music? Shall we stand, please? Here we go. like another chance at that ending. You know what we're doing there? You know, you weren't the only one that didn't know what we were doing there. I have to be perfectly... I was so carried away with your singing. And I was watching there, and I clean forgot the beat, and the orchestra did marvelously to follow me. You are very inspiring people. I didn't know if anybody was going to show up tonight, and you sing like that. I can't believe it. Well, all we're going to do in the ending is... And wonders, wonders of His love. Just that way. All right? That seems very simple. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to sing the last verse. He rules the world right there. Do you know where we are? If you give me a number. 38. Start on 38, everyone. All right. He rules the world with what? Truth and
grace.
Here we go. Sing.
He rules the world.
That's the word. That's the word. Sorry. You may be seated. Thank you. We come like the shepherds at Christmas time to worship Christ, but we do not worship the little baby in a manger. He grew into manhood, and in that humanness was the perfect humanness, was his divinity. And because of an act most foul, he was crucified. But that was not the end of the story. That did not extinguish God. And tonight we worship him with songs of praise as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's a wonderful occasion at Christmas time. It's my favorite time of the year because of that reason, the total Christ. Now we'll sing. I tell you what, I would like you to, you sound wonderful. Let's include you all night here. There's a verse in O Come All Ye Faithful. It's not in your folder, but it's in your hymnal. It's on page 255. When we get to the last verse of O Come All Ye Faithful, Yea, Lord, we greet thee. I would love to have you join us on that. I'm pretty sure it's 255. It's the last verse. Yea, Lord, we greet you, born this happy morning.
Mighty God, Holy One, Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise to God whose love was shown,
who sent his Son to earth.
Jesus left his rightful throne,
became a man by birth,
a virgin's baby
son.
Love to hear all of the women sing with us on Angels We Have Heard on High. I don't think that's in your folder. You certainly know that one by heart, don't you? Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Just keep the men out of this one and keep it nice and beautiful, huh? Just give me an A. Here we go, angels sing. Angels sing. Bethlehem. Let's do the first Noel, everyone together. I think it's found on page one in your green folder. Ready? Here we go. Sing the first
Noel. Thank you.
God rest you, merry gentlemen. It's always been a wonderful hymn of joy. Notice the last line of it. Oh, tidings of great comfort and joy. And I thought we would feature the French horns first time through. Well, don't get too excited about it. They haven't played yet. It may be better than that. It must be your roommates, guys, but that's all I can figure out. All right, here we go. See what I say? I didn't quite make it. What we need to do is sing it. God rest you, merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power, we were born astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Christmas. I don't know if you know, the choir didn't know it the other day, and it's called How Great Our Joy. Are you familiar with that one? I think it's in your folder number 6. Let's let the orchestra give us an intro, and then let's sing it once. I got a couple of surprises for you on this one. Here we go. Wild, wild,
joy, 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 joy,
that ending? We've got to have a good finish on songs like that. It's very simple to do. All you have to do is this. Praise we the Lord. Once again, do it for them. Praise we the Lord. Let's hear you do it vocally. Praise, sing.
Praise with the Lord in heaven.
Marvelous. I have never heard an audience do it that way before, honestly. I mean, that well. Now, one other thing in this song, and this is this really makes the song, I believe, so much, and it makes it so interesting, is if we do the echoes on the chorus. How great our joy, how to divide it. If the balcony was a little bit fuller, I would do it balcony to main auditorium, but I fear that we would just... All right, that's what we will do. We will do that. So we'll do it down here. How great our joy, and you, great our joy. Well, you have to do it better than that. Sing it down here. How great, sing. How great our joy. Joy, joy, joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
Very good. Very good. However, you made just one mistake. I thought I would call it to your attention. There's only one how in the song. How great our joy. Great. Just to clarify it up. And then after we do it, then I'll give you a little signal and we'll do that ending. Hold it out until you turn blue in the face, and it'll be a wonderful song of joy, right from the very first note again of the first verse. Let's stand, all right? Come on, let's go. Here we go. Wonderful, wonderful. That's beautiful. You may be seated. You are magnificent. I will say this. I have led congregations in singing with orchestra quite a bit around the country. And I'll tell you what, the time that I walked into your chapel service here and heard you sing some of those scripture songs, I never have forgotten that. That was one of the most uplifting and the deepest possible feeling of exaltation that I could ever have, you students singing here. It's an amazing experience. I thank you for that. Yeah. I would like to see churches all over America prayed in here, just one congregation by congregation, to see how hymns should be sung to the honor and glory of God. They would go back and sing with a great deal more meaning instead of mumbling hymns on Sunday morning, you know? It's so important, these songs of joy. And when you do it, it uplifts your life and it's something that you never forget. Get me into the key of E. We're going to give you a little spiritual that is really... it really is quite appropriate for Christmas because it talks about the Christmas story. Tammy, are you around? Tammy Burrell, are you? Yeah. Okay, now we're going to help Tammy a little bit sing this one. And we'll get a head start and give her a little encouragement. And she will sing for it. Now, here's what I want you to sing away in the key of E, because that's the key it's written in. And you'll all sing amen. 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 Sing it to us, Tammy. Amen.
Listen to my story. It's a story about Jesus.
You like to hear her sing it again?
Yeah.
Next year, we'll do it. Next year. That's right. Thank you for helping. Tammy, that's lovely. Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." The choir will sing this wonderful song that was made quite popular by Sandy Patty last Christmas. It really, the message of it is not totally Christmas, but yet in another way, it is totally Christmas. And it's a beautiful song called "Oh Magnify the Lord."
Thank you.
Last couple of days since I've been on campus and we've rehearsed some of these Christmas carols, we sort of passed them around to different sections of the orchestra. And there's a little number that we were playing through today called What Child Is This? With just the strings. And if all goes well in this, this ought to be a nice, pretty moment. I love this little carol. If you feel as though you would like to hum along with it, perfectly all right with me. Just watch the conductor. Beautiful, Heather. That's Heather Pratt. Yeah. I would like you to sing "O Holy Night." Most of the time, it's done as a solo, and we're going to use a soloist. But I want you to sing with her, and this is Allison Gill. So many of you know her, and I've just gotten to know her in the last couple of days. She's going to just like lead us. But you got one that'll work there, Allison? That won't work. Okay. And I would like you to sing "O Holy Night." It's in your folder, and it's on page 5. Sing it with her. She will sort of lead the way, but don't just listen. Really participate with us. Okay, here we go.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And the taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor over Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God
in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And the shepherds began glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
He shall be great,
and shall be called the Son of the Highest.
And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever.
And of his kingdom there shall be no end. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince.
Thank you for being here tonight, the first ever, and this is a good time to extinguish your candles. Right now, be careful you don't drip wax, or I'll get a call from Oral this week, I'm sure. And I'm sure you would like to join me in not only thanking these students for bringing you this program tonight, but thanking the Lord for the wonderful talents and the discipline and the desire to grow in this ministry of music as they're here as students. Would you like to say thank you to the orchestra and choir tonight? And I also wish to say thanks to Dr. Barry Epperly and to Dr. Ed Pierce also for the fine work they have done in preparing the students. And it's been a joy to be with you on campus this day. Go in peace. Good night, and God bless you. I hope you have a very meaningful and not commercial Christmas this year, serving the true Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. Good night. Here we go. Folks.